Hello, board game fans. Today I'm super excited to talk about Wizard, one of my favorite games of all time and a fantastic travel game. If I had only one travel game to bring with me, I would definitely take this one.
Welcome to the Felix Board Game Show, exploring the best tabletop games for any audience. Party games, two-player games, co-op play, and fun competition. Whether you're newly discovering or a seasoned pro ready for advanced strategies on old school classics, your host, Felix Mutt, has thoughts and picks that are great for anyone looking to play more games. So play along. This is the Felix Board Game Show.
Today's episode is about Wizard. So, this game has been part of one of my best memories. I've been actually with my friends. We went to French basketball camp in near Cholet, a small city which has a first team have a man team that plays in the first French league. So there are very few internationals, but it was tons of fun. And we had 5-day training camp, 2 to 3 trainings per day. And we had organized meals and break time. And each break, we would play this game, even after dinner, for hours. And this was really the only game that we had and that we played, and we played it like crazy. So let's talk about the game. Why I think it's really exciting. So first, it's very simple. You have cards in 4 colors, yellow, red, blue, and green. Each represent a race. But for simplicity now, we just keep referring to it as yellow, red, blue, and green. So cards are from 1 to 13 each. So that gives 52 cards. And in the base game, you have 8 special cards. 4 sorcerers. And 4 jesters or clown. So the magicians or sorcerer, they're the 4 highest card. They can be played anytime. And they have if there's 2 sorcerers in the same trick, the first sorcerer wins it. And it's higher than any 13, higher than any color. The 4 jesters or clown, they have the 4 lowest cards. They can be played also at any time. And they are lower than everyone. So let's talk about it. In this game, the goal is actually to predict how many tricks you're going to get. So at the beginning, there's a round. For every round you play, so the game is played over several rounds. The goal is to predict the best your tricks, and you get points across different rows. So for each game, you get points or not, and more if you say more tricks. And at the end, who has the most points at the end, combined wins. So, for example, 4 players, you play until as many rounds until all cards are distributed. So, 15 rounds. So, you have 1 round with 1 card, then second round with 2 cards, round 3 with 3 cards, and so on, and round 15 with 15 cards. So, you can see mostly the later rounds, they take much more time because you have 15 cards, you need to think longer and also just have much more tricks than if you have just 1 card, 2 cards, 3 cards. It starts very, very quickly. And now let's start about... So there's also a rule which says trump. So one color beats other colors, essentially. And this trump is really fine every round. You can only play this color if you do not have the color other people started. However, the clowns or jesters and the sorcerers, they don't have a trump color because they're actually in white, so they can be played universal. And you can also play the clowns or sorcerers anytime, even if you have that color. But if you have that color, usually you have to stick to that color unless you play a jester or a wizard. And if you violate this rule, then it's considered that you lost this trick. So this round, you're not getting points. You get minus points. So, but how do you determine, for those of those who think, okay, what is a trick? I've never played trick game-based games, card games. So it's essentially one round where each player plays one card, and then you decide who gets it. So if a player plays, player one starts with a red one, and then the next player plays a red 7, and the last player plays a red 12, then the last player with a red 12 gets a trick, because 12 is higher than 7 and higher than 1, and they all have the same color. Assuming now that blue is the trump color, player 1 plays still the red 1. Player B, however, doesn't have red and plays a blue 5, which is stronger than any red. And then player C plays a sorcerer. Who wins the trick? Well, we have a red 1, which is very weak, but, you know, one color, which is not trump. Then we have a trump. Trump is higher. And then the sorcerer. And the sorcerer is higher than any blue or any trump. So the sorcerer wins the trick in this case. So how does it work exactly each round? So at the beginning of each round, starting on the player on the left of the dealer or with the dealer, players announce how many tricks they will have. And the last person is not allowed to say the number of tricks that would make it possible for everybody to get their tricks. Otherwise, it's too easy. You know, some games player, otherwise players would just get their number of tricks, everybody would be happy, and there's not enough fighting or conflict. So some games, there's essentially two kind of games. Ones where the players announce too many tricks, so everybody wants tricks, but at the end there's one trick left and two or three people want this trick. In other games, the players announce too few tricks and no one really wants their tricks. So, you know, depending on the scenario, scenario A, where players announce too many tricks, you fight for tricks. So essentially, you throw away only low cards and you really try to get the best to increase your chance to get your tricks. And then player in scenario B, where there is where the other players announce too few tricks, players throw away high cards as soon as they can. Well, as soon as they have their tricks, basically, even before then. So it just changes the dynamic, how it's played a lot in these different scenarios. And I really like that about the game. However, I think it takes a game or so to get really the hang of it. Like if you play 1, 2, 3, 4, after the fourth four rounds, they start to get it. People get understanding. Of course, in my opinion, it's easier to predict your tricks once you have sorcerers or clowns. It's very easy because sorcerers are usually highest and clowns or the jesters, they are the lowest. A good starting point for saying the tricks is the number of cards in game divided by the number of players. So example, with 12 cards and you have 4 players, you need to say an average 3 tricks. So if you have bad cards, then you probably should say less. And if you have really good cards, you should probably say more than that. And yeah, so that is a very interesting game. I've heard actually the French game Belote is pretty similar to this game, which is played with a standard card game and jokers. And yeah, I really think this is an amazing game for traveling because it's very small. You can bring it everywhere. You can play it in the train. It's really good. You just have there's also a little notebook in the box where you note after every round how many points each person has. So you'll find that maybe at the end, in the last rounds, you really want to gain your tricks, but also you don't want that another person gets theirs, because then you might win. And so that introduced a very interesting dynamic, and I really liked it. Also, it's really simple, you know, 1 to 13, then two kinds of special cards. And still, sometimes you can have crazy games where one player has 3 sorcerers and 13 and 2 trumps. So he can say 5 out of 6 or 4 out of 6 and then can get really crazy. I like these kind of games a lot. Or if some other player in one of the later rounds just says 0 and suddenly you're like, okay, I'm stuck. Now I can't say 5 tricks. So I wanted to say like, was thinking between 2 or 3, and now I can't say 5. So you really have to think what you're going to say. And also, I really like is that you know, the sorcerers are usually or can be used to get over a high trump. So usually, when people plan this trump, then look at their cards. They're like, okay, this is a really great card, trump 12 or trump 13. I'm pretty sure I'm gonna get it. Well, if you take the wizard then above it, then they don't get their trick, and they might need to readjust their game in the middle of the game while they're still playing. So that is a very interesting dynamic, and I really love this game. So I really hope that you're going to check it out or you buy it. It's a fantastic game, especially for, let's say, 3 to 6 players. For 3, it's already really fun, apart maybe from the very first few rounds, but then it's also fun. It's more strategic, and with 6, it's a much more different. And it really depends also on how people like to play. So, of course, there's some people like to bluff. They think I can get more. I can get more tricks than other people, and others are more defensive. They are really only going to say 2 or 3 tricks if they have the same amount of sorcerers, pretty much. So I really like it. You can express your personality with it, and you can have a lot of fun. It can get intense sometimes, so I love the atmosphere. It's fun, you can discuss, but at the same time, it's also a little bit intense. You get to sweat sometimes, and it's just really, really fascinating game. Well done, and I love the scoring system. So you get 20 points when you've announced correctly, and then you get 10 bonus points for each trick you announce, because they think it's harder to get more tricks, because, you know, if you announce 4 or 5, then some people will try to take it away from you. So that's it. I really love this game. Definitely check it out. And in the next episode, we'll talk about some strategies that you can use.
This has been the Felix Board Game Show. Just like the games in today's show, this podcast is more fun when your friends play too. Tell a friend about the show and subscribe now so you're the first to hear new episodes packed with fun new games and fun and unique strategies you can't believe you hadn't thought of before on the Felix Board Game Show.